So a lot of times in relationship, people don't let in what they want because they don't even believe it's possible. You can't change that belief unless you go get information, right? So if you want to grow a business, go figure out who's grown business and what works. Don't reinvent the wheel. If you know, when you're job searching, there's a way you do that. And you learn how to do it, right? If you didn't know, you wouldn't know what a resume is. You wouldn't show up dressed nicely. You wouldn't speak well. So how you create success in anything is how you create success in everything. Right? Okay, so where are we at? Any thoughts? Oh, so now, do you want to feel your thing and see if it still feels bad? I kind of have a feeling you kind of had trouble getting in the bad place when we started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, they're really reaching. So do you want to skip that part?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right, so did you get the thing on, so what would your I feel safe be? You know, you want to think about that. And so the way you start with money coming in easy, you got to feel safe with it going out. Now, you don't have to believe it at first. You're not gonna. That's the point. So when you, well, taxes are coming up, right? Like our property taxes went really high. Which is so fabulous if you're going to sell, and so not if you aren't. So that means when I write those checks, for all that money right at Christmas time, I'm going to hold that check and look at it until I can feel how great that is. That, you know, and actually we own two houses, and one's a rental. So we can't even cap those. So I'm just going to hold that and get into that, wow, I am so wealthy. I have two properties. Another family is blessed because I'm paying these taxes. We're blessed. I live in a great house compared to where I started. Holy cow, right? I'm going to stay with that check until I can believe I am happy to see that money go out. Right? For me, now it won't take me not even a minute. But boy, when I first started, oh, you. It was, even though I don't believe it, I really bless this money. Even though I hate spending it, I hate taxes, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. You know, do whatever it takes. But do you get the concept of the baby steps? You will never have fun money coming in till you get in a different space with it going out. Bottom line.
No, I'm glad you said that about the online baking. Just to have the different frame of mind when you sit down to just pay your bills online.
Yeah, and if you can't,
I know I,
log
I
off, turn it down, and go get some
and
gratitude
go back and be happy and yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's very helpful.
And then log back in mm-hmm. and bless everybody. Louise Hay has great work on it, but a lot of people do. But, you know, every bill you pay is an exchange of something that you like having mm-hmm. and that you would not want to have. Right? Mm-hmm. Just bless it, bless it, bless it. And your capacity for gratitude, which is abundance, frequency, will expand.
Well, you remember how you used to say when you buy gas, you used to bless it?
I've never cared about the gas prices because I bless
it
all the time.
And it's so amazing.
Thank you. It can go up to, what, $4? And I like don't even notice. Because I only ever love my car, bless that I can always afford gas. I mean, I really knew people who would say, I can't come because I can't afford the gas. I'd be like, wow, I never want that feeling. So I've always just loved putting gas in my car. I love that it's easy, it's all by my house, I don't ever run out of gas, I don't ever have to go borrow money for gas. People have asked me for money at the gas station. I'm like, never had to do that. So you get it, and then you just expand it and expand it. And then what happened? I have a belief that I always have money for gas. So it doesn't matter where the prices go. To me, I always feel safe. I feel safe buying gas. How many people don't feel that way? And even people who love these plummeting prices, they're all wigged out over all the oil industry getting laid off and how that affects our economy. I don't have that because I only relate gas in my car. I'm paying for it with good, good things. Right? So that's how you change belief systems. Little baby steps. Tiny baby steps.
And fake it till you make it.
There you go. Yeah, and if you're really struggling with it, just tap, even though I don't mean it at all. I'm faking it.
Oh, I'm faking being so confident, and my kids, they threaten to sue me, and I'm like, why don't you give me your lawyer's name or try calling? Like, let me know. You know, they just want to scare you because they think I am a newbie. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, you just fake it. And then the second piece is, well, get knowledge. If it's something you want that you haven't had, go learn from somebody who's done it. That's true across the board of anything. And then the third piece is look for evidence of it everywhere. Look for evidence of it. So you're looking at me quizzically. So if you want great, passionate, romantic, healthy partnership, or however you would define it, start noticing it. Notice it in movies. Notice it in restaurants. Notice people doing nice things for each other, shopping. Notice it, notice it, notice it. Because whatever you focus on, you'll get more of. And what will happen is one day you'll wake up and there'll be like lots of great relationships in your life. And then you know, hey, I brought all that in close. I'm next. Right? So baby steps, and it will blow you away. And then use what we tapped on, I feel safe with.